When Whitmer studied the skull, he saw that there were serrated ridges in the teeth. The ridges are remarkably similar to those of another animal with a deadly bite, a Komodo dragon.
Another interesting attribute about the teeth of Tyrannosaurus rex is that the serrations on the teeth, the fine little ridges, perhaps actually lodge little bits of flesh from a previous meal, and that rotting of that flesh would have produced a great deal of bacteria. What we're talking about here is really bad oral hygiene. Now, in today, we actually have animals, the Komodo dragon, this large, gigantic lizard that actually has what we call a septic bite. That actually, when it bites an animal, it, in a sense, infects it with the bacteria in its mouth.
Equipped with these features, it seems unlikely that any creature would attack a Tyrannosaurus rex, even a juvenile. So to determine who would attack this T-Rex, paleontologists had to get a complete picture of how T-Rex lived and fought. The first step was to study its environment.
When we look at the Cretaceous environments of this part of the world, it's not all that different than environments that we still have today. When we look at the plants, when we look at the climate and so on, we could assume that we were looking at something that looks very similar to what we see in the Gulf states, climate-wise and everything else-wise.
Fossilized plants found near the skeleton revealed that the young T-Rex lived in an area near conifer, pine, and magnolia trees. They also discovered prehistoric ash, which suggests that volcanic activity occurred on a regular basis. But in the investigation, scientists discovered something else. Bones of prehistoric crocodiles and fish were found nearby. This suggests that the T-Rex's body had been washed into a river during flooding. Evidence of a violent earth that could change without warning. After studying its environment, the investigation looked to the behavior of Tyrannosaurus rex. Using evidence found in the bones and from the study of modern animal behavior, scientists pieced together how these huge dinosaurs hunted, fought, and raised their young.
Tyrannosaurus rex was the ultimate aggressor. There's nothing that Tyrannosaurus rex was afraid of, including its biggest prey item, Triceratops, which had these big formidable horns and frill to protect its neck. But there were no other dinosaurs around that would even give Tyrannosaurus rex a second thought about its own safety.